Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. You shouldn't settle for just any old pair of leggings. You deserve something better, something designed with you in mind, like the new Inspire Leggings by Kalia. Their most versatile collection yet, made for any workout. They're lightweight, buttery soft, breathable, and made with Lycra adaptive fiber, which molds to your body for a barely there supportive fit. It's perfect for wherever your wellness routine takes you. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, you're listening to Parents in Hell with...
Jesse, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
No, please, Josh Widdicombe.
Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Well, there we go.
Got Willy off.
Shall I read this, Rob, or shall we get straight onto the... No, I'll read this.
Read it. Tell us who that was and who disrespected your... Your name, your legacy.
Rob?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
What's happened? Hello?
I've got a feeling it might be his AirPods cut out.
Hello?
The one AirPod he's got in like an Uber driver.
Hello?
He sits there with one AirPod in like a fucking Uber. Plug it in, Josh. This has gone on for too long. Actually, like, it's mental. It's insane.
Okay. I'm buying them now.
No, but you've said this before. I feel like I'm living in a fucking dream.
Headphones.
Not on the pod.
I've actually got two bits of other admin I do need to get done on the pod.
Don't use me like a last leg meeting. What's your other admin you got to do?
I've got to write into school to say that my daughter's ill and not coming in.
All right.
And I've got to put my parents' number plate in the local parking thing so that they don't get a parking permit problem.
Oh, lovely little day for you, isn't it? Lovely little bit of admin.
Fuck me.
So when did you've got...
Let's do this. We'll come to that because I need to know
No, we're not going to come to that. We're not going to actually do that admin. It's your parents' fault for having a son that was deprived of inner cities so that as soon as he got to one, he absolutely jizzed everywhere. And he's like, oh, there's a bus, there's a train, it's so busy. It's their fault for making you grow up in the Shire, wherever it was, down in Dartmoor.
That's what you're doing to your kids.
I know.
Before you know it, Ron, your kids will be saying, Dad, I've rented for an extortionate amount a tiny basement flat on Camden High Street because I can see life there.
Yeah, no, I was saying this to Lou the other day, they'll get the ump. We'll have to keep getting 20-minute cabs everywhere. Josh, who was that on the thing before we do your admin and talk about life?
This is my nearly 23-month-old Jesse having a go at saying your names whilst having a bath. Can you guess what he found at the end of the recording? It was his willy, Rob.
His willy.
His brother Kai has done a great job at helping me teach Jesse how to say your names. I love your podcast. It's got me through what's been a really tough year. It makes me feel I'm not totally messing this parenting stuff up. I look forward to my lunchtime walks on Tuesday and Friday when I often get looks from people as I'm laughing so loud. Never stop being sexy and relatable. Niha. Good luck trying to pronounce that. I have 446 months from Chilton in Didcot in Oxfordshire in the UK.
In the UK, big up.
In Chilton, in Didcot, in Oxfordshire, in the UK.
Is she right? She's just found where she's living.
It's what you used to do when you were a kid, wasn't it? And you'd write your address and it would like be world and then you'd put like Earth,
the
galaxy.
Milky Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand space. Let's not get on to that now.
I don't understand. Are we in the Milky Way? I really don't know. Is that bad?
No, and there's other universes, are there?
Oh, I don't know what a universe is, Rob.
It's all so far away.
I find space really... This doesn't make me as excited as it should, maybe. You know what I mean?
I think it scares me, actually. It scares me off.
Yeah, me too.
And then all I think about is the end of Men in Black when the aliens are playing marbles with all the little worlds.
Yeah.
And then I think, whoa, man. Do you reckon it feels like there were like 18-year-olds having a spliff the thought of that at the end of Men in Black?
Well, do you want to hear a spliff theory, Rob?
Go on, give me your spliff theory.
Right, you know, like AI
is
getting so good and so realistic that you're going to get to a point where everything is as good as real life. Everything feels like real life.
Yeah.
And so there'll be loads of worlds which are feel like real life, but they're not real.
Yeah.
And there'll only be one real world.
Yeah.
And so the odds are that the one you're experiencing at this moment isn't the real world, Rob.
I feel like that sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. But also, though, sometimes I think, oh, AI is ruining things. It's going to take over, like, real humans' jobs. But then sometimes, like, I'll deal with someone in a shop or in, out and about or on customer service when you ring up, and I think, I don't think they are human anyway. They need a new word. You know, some people, I think, how do you get by each day? What's the end of your day look like? You're over the gaffer.
Anyway, you've got your camera off.
I've got my camera off because I've been getting, well, not I've been getting that much grief, but I'm a bit, my backdrop was football shirts, wasn't it? Because you've got a lovely backdrop, a sort of buzzing office with personality or things you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And mine was football shirts because I was trying to soundproof my office and that's all I had and that's all I've got really. And I'm not very good at making stuff look pretty. Lou's very good at this. Lou makes our house look wonderful.
Yeah. Has Lou come in and done this?
No. Anyway, so I've found something in my office that I can use as my backdrop. So let me know what you think. This could be my backdrop for a bit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What do you think?
That is the lamest thing I've ever seen in my life. That is pathetic.
Do you want to explain to the listener?
Yeah.
We'll put this on social media.
James Bond kind of intro, what would you describe it as, artwork?
It's almost like an eye or a bullseye circle.
Yeah, the eye where Bond is in his tux holding a gun and then the classic is like the blood is coming down.
Yeah.
But instead of Bond, it's a quite inaccurate artist's impression of what Rob looks like.
Why is that inaccurate? So we should say it's 4 foot wide, 2 foot high.
Yeah, it's fucking huge. Massive. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't know the exact dimensions, but it's a full backdrop.
I mean, look, it's bigger than my own head.
It's like, well, oh my God, yeah, it's bigger than you. Fucking hell. Because it's quite far away, actually. So that doesn't do justice to how big it is.
Yeah, exactly, because it's quite far back, so...
Bloody hell, that is something else, isn't it?
The problem is, it's going to have to be explained every single time.
So what? Sorry, you haven't even explained it to me.
It's a giant Bond thing, but me as Bond, I don't...
Oh, no, shit, yeah. Okay, that's the explanation.
I'm not even a massive Bond fan. Someone just sent it to me and said, oh, I thought Rob would like this. And I don't know why he did it. But I don't know what to do. What'd you do with it? He spent ages on it. He's done it really well. He's brilliant. If you want a photo of you, if you want yourself as Bond, and he's very, very kind with what I look like on it. I look very handsome.
Well, I'd say what it is. It's not that it doesn't... You know who it is. It's much sharper than you.
Yeah, I'm a bit bedraggled. I think I need to up my game and be sharper, but I can't be bothered.
Wouldn't suit you. It wouldn't suit you.
Anyway, how are you, Josh? All right? Daughter's off school.
This week was looking so good. I'd like nailed it.
Yeah.
Because Rose has gone away, yeah?
Yeah. Have you broke up? She's gone away permanently with a personal trainer.
So we got... Get this. Rose needs to go to Cornwall to carry on sorting out this house we're doing.
Yeah.
We've got our house is full of the furniture for that house.
What, your London house?
Our London house is full of the Cornwall furniture because she's been ordering it to here.
Lovely. That's a nice little thing to arrive, isn't it?
Yeah. So you can basically have to shimmy through the hallway.
Yeah.
So my parents were going to come up and see us. Times with my dad has a van so he can take the stuff down to Cornwall.
Right.
So I've... Wouldn't
it be better just get it delivered to Cornwall?
Rob, you're preaching to the choir, mate.
Your eyes are seen. Because call me a prude, I sort of get stuff delivered to the place it needs to be.
Well, do you know what?
Call me old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it, Rob.
Yeah,
the
sure.
other way is to have a chest, two chests of drawers in your hallway by the door for a month.
And to get a man to drive up from Devon.
Yeah.
To London, back to Cornwall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, my parents come up this week so they can help me cover the childcare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then drive back. All sorted.
That's tonight. Fine. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Tonight, I'm even going to something because my parents... So I've got childcare today for my son because I'm working all day.
Yep.
Yeah. And bedtime sorted. I was going to go to this... Harry Hill's got some film he's putting on.
Yeah.
That I got invited to.
You're going to go to a social event.
I thought I'm going to go to a social event. I'm fucking nailing it. And then I've got the whole day off tomorrow.
On a Monday, Monday night's bold for a social event. I'd run out of bat.
Yeah. I haven't been to a social event in fucking months. Then tomorrow, I've got the full day off.
Yeah.
So hang out with my parents.
Yeah.
And also load the van. That'll take me a few hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lovely little day off. Load the van.
And then last night, my daughter woke up and was six times.
I think there's this bit of a bug going around. But yeah, my mate had it where, like, it just goes through the family.
Yeah.
You're
so
having
Rose
it,
is currently on the train to Cornwall with the dicky dummy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My daughter's off school today.
Yep.
So then just me just going, well, I'll just start the podcast at 8:30, knock it out. Now suddenly, this is why I've still got to write the letter to the school.
Right.
During the podcast, yes. And
What have you got? Why don't you just message the school now and just say,
I'm gonna. Yeah. That's
well, quickly
do
that.
Yeah, yeah.
What shall I do while this is happening?
Well,
do you want me to just talk as you pretend to listen?
What would be your subject?
What would be my subject? Kids normally on here, isn't it?
No, in an email.
Oh, fuck that. Just say sickness and her name. And just say, hello, my daughter in whatever class she's in is not well today. Hopefully she's back tomorrow. Just say, hey, mate.
Oh, God, do you think I should do that?
No! Just say, hello. Who you sending it to? The reception? School reception?
No, the teacher. Do I send it to the teacher? Sorry, this is why I'm in a bit of a problem here.
Right, so you've done that.
Done that.
And you've done the number plate.
I'll do the number plate after we've recorded this because I've got till 10 a.m. on the number plate.
Oh, okay, cool, fair enough. Just chill out then.
Right, sorry about that.
It's all right, mate. You've got to do what you've got. This is part and parcel. This is what the podcast is, isn't it? It's
just
juggling.
I had everything planned and now I'm not. Do you know what I mean? When you're just like, I fucking nailed this.
Apart from your plans go wrong, how's it been? Did you have a good weekend or she with the weekend? What's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, I've got bleak news, Rob.
Okay, go on. New feature, bleak news.
Well, I thought I'd save it. Because there was talk of my cat has passed away, Rob. So she had an illness that couldn't be fixed.
Yeah.
And then she had a stroke, Rob.
The cat?
Yeah, which is very difficult to tell people because of the context of a cat.
They love a stroke.
They love a stroke.
That's the problem, isn't it?
So you say it's not the ideal
no
medical term for a cat.
He needs a new one for cats, I think.
Yeah, so she had a stroke. It was very sad. So we had to take her to be put down. It was absolutely fucking brutal. It was hardcore, Rob.
Yeah.
Because I had to take her. Have you ever had an animal put down?
No, I've had a couple of hamsters go, but they're just basically, when you wake up in the morning, they're not moving.
I was bawling my eyes out, Rob, in Goddard Vet Surgery in Wanstead. They brought me a cup of tea like I was a kind of someone who'd just been in a motor crash. What am I, fucking 200 years old?
Yeah, no, I've never seen it. It must be brutal, especially you've had her a long time. How long did you have her?
So we've had her 8 years.
Yeah.
Actually, it's quite a good check on how long I was suffering from anxiety, which was 8 years. Because the first time we got the cats, I thought I was allergic to them because I was only able to breathe shallowly. But actually, it turned out that was the first time that my body had gone, you're doing too much work.
Right, okay. And you blame the cats.
So I got back from last leg down under. Rose has bought two cats.
Yeah.
I could barely breathe and I thought it was the cats. Then I went to the doctor and I said, do you think I'm allergic to cats? And they said, yeah, you're allergic.
It wasn't. It was Alex Brooker and Adam Hills. You're allergic to disabled people, it turns out.
It turns out I'm allergic to disabled people.
Terrible for you and your job.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was anxiety.
It was anxiety. Anyway, she had a good innings. Our other cats just started sitting in really weird places since. Very high places. My daughter was very upset on day one.
Of course.
And then a week later, Rose was still upset, said something about it, my daughter. And my daughter said, why are you still going on about that? That was ages ago.
Sort of true, though, isn't it?
It is. Kids are... Do you know what? Kids absolutely nail things.
What's that? They don't linger too far in the past, do they?
Also, a week feels like fucking 40 years to them, doesn't it?
Sometimes I go to the kids, well, you've got a birthday party on Sunday, and I'm like, how long's that? I'm like, 2 days. I'm like, 2 days? Oh, no! 2 days.
Yeah, so to her, us saying, still sad about Eddie, is the equivalent of me talking to you about John Lennon dying in 1980. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Still going on about that, mate.
Yeah, fucking hell, mate. Move on.
Move on, Josh. Oh, that's good, though. She's not upset.
Well, she was on the day. We've got to go and pick up the ashes.
Why do I always like, I'm so sorry.
It's weird. We've got the ashes. We've got them in an urn.
Can't be a lot, can it? What, a handful? How many did you get for a cat? A handful?
You pay a bit extra, Rob.
Yeah.
To get your actual cat's ashes rather than just some of the general ashes. I think that's money well spent.
So what you're paying for?
They say, do you want the ashes back? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want us to put the cat through separately so you get the actual ashes?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, and then I've just got a load of dust.
Yeah, or do you want a bit of a cheaper option? We'll put all the cats through at the same time and you can just have some general cat ashes.
Yeah, miscellaneous cat grief. Yeah,
miscellaneous cat ashes. No, I'll be all right with that. I'd want my actual cat.
Also, there can't be a lot of a cat. The one's the fur goes.
Well, I'll let you know. I've got to go and pick her up. We've got her in a black cat.
They'll probably give it in one of them little bags that people sell cocaine in.
Yeah. Don't, Rob.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Awful. So, I remember, I vividly remember reading a column maybe a decade ago,
yeah,
more, by Charlie Brooker about how he could never get a dog because he knows he couldn't deal with a dog dying.
Yeah, because I remember when Cesc Fabregas went Barcelona from Arsenal.
Yeah.
And that hit me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Is it better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, Rob?
Of course it is.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. The dog will die at some point. The cat will die at some point. Well, I'll die at some point, Josh.
Yeah, all
that will live on will be this painting. That's my legacy.
That, with some ashes below it. Generic Rob ashes, or do you want...
I'll chuck it in with whatever.
We can put 8 bodies through at once, or do you want Rob's actual ashes? Your decision, Lou.
Just the comedy teeth on top of a vase in my daughter's front room as her husband goes, we have to have that out. You've already got the Bond poster up. Oh, dear. I'm sorry it's been a bit bleak, Josh, but...
No, it's all right.
It's good for kids, I think, to chat about that kind of stuff, isn't it, though? To see that. That's
definitely
what they say. Because, you know...
Definitely.
It's inevitable. There's no point being stressed about the inevitable. You have to sort of accept it, don't you? But it's hard to. That's the thing. So I find this time of year very depressing. I was going to chat to you about it.
I fucking love it.
Well, no, I find the winter and the cold and the rain...
Are you an SAD guy?
I find keeping on top of my mental health so much harder when it's dark and cold and miserable. I'm terrible at getting out of bed, awful. But it's sort of like, it's just a bit harder to get on with things. Where I'm way more positive and full of beans in the summer, like most people are.
Yeah, yeah. I find you easier to deal with in winter.
Just a little bit more reserved.
Do you know what? It just takes the edge off. It's quite nice.
Lou's the same, actually. When I'm really buzzing, Lou's a bit like, this is too much for me. Yeah, I met you when you were depressed.
Yeah. Give me Rob Beckett in February and I'll give you a friend.
But then what I always do is I'm like, well, once I get to then, that's when I'm finishing for Christmas. Or once I get to that, once I get to that. And I love Christmas, but then sometimes I feel like I just build up to it. And I think, oh, it'll all be all right at Christmas. And then well depressed in January. So
January's crap.
I'm trying to just enjoy each day rather than go, well, once I get to that, because it gets so busy and full on. So that's what I'm trying to
do. But, yeah, that's good. That's good, Rob.
Because I've got a lot coming up, Josh, in the next few weeks. Loads going on.
Have you? Parenting-wise or like you're working a lot?
Busy, work's not too bad, but loads of like life stuff and that going on.
Oh yeah, hit me.
Oh, first of all, I want to ask you about this. I get really excited in the countryside like you do in London. I saw a pheasant the other day and it just blew my mind.
Oh, Rob.
Have you seen one before?
Yeah.
They're mental little things. It's like a mad chicken, isn't it?
Yeah. I have seen a pheasant. Yeah.
I keep calling the antlers, I keep calling them horns and Luke keeps telling me off. It's rutting season, I think.
What? So where do you live? Who are you? The Queen? Like
no, it's just where I live in the countryside, don't I, Josh? I've got deers, badgers.
Balmoral.
There's loads. Have I never shown you the deers?
I trust you.
You don't want me to find you a picture of a deer?
Rob, I've got bad news for you.
Yeah.
You've become the kind of person that's finding pictures of deers on your phone.
I know, but that's like you taking photos of the shard. sending it back to all the bumpkins.
We can see the shard from my daughter's room, and it still blows my mind.
Does it?
Yeah. I'm like, that is mad.
See, I could see Canary Wolf walking home from school every day, and it was just so over it by year seven. Right, yeah, so let me tell you this, Josh. Tell me what you think about this. My kid's now, she's eight, my oldest, okay?
Yeah.
And she went...
Time moves on.
And like yesterday, she was like, oh, I might go and have a bath. And I was like, sorry, am I talking to Lou? pardon? She might just have a little bath and relax, just get a bit tired. She might just have a cozy one. I was like, sorry. Who the fuck are you? And who's this woman in my house? Anyway, she went up there and I went, oh, do you want me to come up? And she went, no, I had to run it. And I was like, oh, and I'm like, careful with the hot water. She's like, no, I know what I'm doing. And I was like, Lou, she was like, yeah, she could. She sort of does that now. So anyway, she went up there and she's just in the bath. Yeah, I was like, well, should one of us be up there, Lou? Because like, she's eight and like she's in the bath. And Lou's like, well, she'll be absolutely fine. But I know what you mean. It does feel like she's a bit young just to be left unoccupied in a bath.
And what's she doing in the bath?
Just having a little lay down, has a cup, plays
eating a flake.
Plays candles on, plays with the like water a bit. And she has her iPad on the side, so lays in the bath watching her iPad. Like,
And what time of day is this?
It was about 4 o'clock on a Saturday. Yeah. We'd been out and done just stuff in the day.
Yeah,
she'd come back from a kids' party, just wants to just a bit of her time.
She's fucking relaxed, put on some bloody Enya.
I said, Luke, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go up there and if I'm upstairs, I can be sort of like walking around the upstairs and I can go in and out the room and double check she's all right. And then in the end, I went and just sort of laid on her, but she's got a comfy bed. So I was just like laying on a bed. It's nice, isn't it? Someone else's bed sometimes.
Yeah. So she's in an ensuite bath.
She's got an ensuite bathroom, which all makes me physically sick to this day that she's got an ensuite bathroom. But you can't scream in a child's face going, you've got a fucking ensuite bathroom.
Yeah.
But it seems counterproductive.
Yeah. Because you used to have to shit in a bucket outside, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes if we didn't have the bucket, my brothers would shit on me and then I'd just wash it off with a hose. That's how we grew up. you know, part of me wants them to grow up and be well-adjusted children, be aware that they've had a lovely lifestyle and a lot of privilege. But then I almost want them to be like 16 and be aggy and start going at me. And then I just rip them a new one. Do you know what I mean? Like an EastEnders scene.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, so I go and lay on a bed and I'm sort of laying on a bed like watching in the bath. And she's like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, I'll just like watch you in the bath. She went, why? And I was like, well, it is actually quite weird, isn't it? I want to be like a dad that's looking after his kid, but I don't want to be the dad that watches his daughter bathe.
Yeah.
Because there's a jump point, isn't there?
Because she's reaching the point when she's going to be embarrassed about stuff like that, is she?
Yeah, of course. Well, not yet, but that's not far off.
It's not far off is what I mean, yeah.
But you don't want to be like, oh, when I have a bath, my dad watches. Before you know it, you're in the school talking to like the pastoral kit team or whatever. So, but that was like, you know, oh my God, they're like, you know.
Particularly when they say... Well, that's all right, because you're having a bath before you go to bed. And then she's like, no, it was 4 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. I just went for a bath. And they're like, right, this family is weird.
This is odd. You don't want to watch your kid in the bath, but if anything, like, has she hurt herself? People are like, what, you just left her in the bath on her own at 8? And then all of a sudden you're like,
of course,
the worst parent in the world. So there must be, maybe it's a good thing for people to write in about, when have you done something with your kids? And as you're doing it, you think, I think I'm too old to be doing this it's got a bomb bit beyond, but you're just trying to be a good parent, but you're like, no, they don't need me to do that, and it's embarrassing for them. That must have happened a lot, because he's just learning, isn't it, as a parent, and as, you know, this is not, you know, because my daughter, I don't want my daughter's bum anymore, you know.
Do you not?
Well, no, she's five, so like that is way too old, and I was saying this is too old, and she was just laughing at me, but now she started just doing it herself.
Yeah, I'm having that debate with my daughter at this moment.
Oh, are you? About the bum?
Yeah.
So do you do it every time?
No,
just
we're
occasion.
In a kind of...
One-on-one-off.
Because I know she must do it at school.
Well, I don't think they go at school.
Do they not?
I don't think so. The size minds are knocking out. There can't be more than one of them a day. They'll start running out of body.
Rob, you're not just watching your daughter bathe. You're watching them shit and then checking the size.
No, she asked me to wipe her bum, so I wiped it and I saw it. I mean, that was, you know, I wasn't seeking it out.
You need to just give them some space, mate.
Give them a bit of space. They're bathing themselves, Josh. They keep winding Lou up when she gets stressed in the morning, which is quite funny. And they shouted at her the other day, because Lou can get a little bit more. It's difficult to say, but she can get a little bit... She can get to 10 quicker than I can get to 10. I'm not saying I don't get to 10 out of 10 stressed, but she can get there quicker. And the girls were shouting. She was in the car getting stressed. And then before they got the seatbelt on, they both leaned over and whispered in her ear on either side, "Breathe, girl. Breathe, my girl." There's nothing more annoying than when you're trying to be chill, someone going, just breathe, just breathe. So I've been doing that. And then have I told you I've got to go to school for Roman Day?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm in for the whole day for that. I'll let you know how that goes.
In a toga?
In a toga. Well, yeah, Lou's got bought me a toga. It's going to be cold.
Has she?
Yeah, because you've got to dress up. But it's hard. Like, they did a Victorian Day the other day. I saw it in another year.
That's more effort.
No, not really, because you could just wear a suit with a little bit of a...
Jaunty tie
or hat.
Yeah.
I'm in a bed sheet.
Can I ask a question, Rob?
Yes.
At what point are you going to change into the toga? On arrival, or are you going to drive there in a toga?
I'm going to have it in a bag and put it when I get in there, go to the toilet. And make sure I definitely go to the staff visitor toilet, not to the child's toilet. And slip into my toga and wander about. I've got to run a stall all day. Because it said morning or afternoon, and we said we're available for both, and I thought they'd give us one. I'm doing a full shift.
Oh, mate. What stall are you running?
I don't know. Well, I said I'll do it with you, Lou, assuming we'd get a stall and it was like crafts or something. And then I thought Lou could do that and I'll just do a bit of banter. You know what I mean?
Just
a bit of groundwork. Yeah. But I've got a feeling I'm going to be like trying to make some Roman bread or something with eight kids all screaming at me and I'll just lose the plot and fuck off. I'm in here because I want to see how my daughter socialises with you lot. I don't care about the rest of you.
I've got an issue with the school toilet, Rob.
Why?
Because I keep needing the toilet when I go to pick up my daughter.
That's odd, because then you're like the man who comes in, every time he comes to pick her up, he goes for a piss in the school toilet. I mean, that's an anxiety thing, that is.
Well, it's because I'm always on a rush to get out, and it's a 20-minute drive. Right. And so by that point, I'm like, oh, God. I've built up the need for a piss.
So you go for a piss every time you pick it up, five times a week?
No, not every time.
You're doing 10 pisses in a school?
No, I'm not doing 10 pisses. I'm not doing 10 drop-offs, obviously. She's ill today, so that's 2 pisses avoided.
So it's 8 pisses this week?
Rose is Friday pick-up because of last leg.
But if you do it, morning or afternoon, do you need a piss?
Afternoon. It's always pick-up. It's never drop-off.
Never drop-off. Always pick-up. Right.
But I fear... Exactly what you've pointed out. What I was hoping you'd say is, no, they're never going to notice you go for a piss every time. Okay. But what you've done is straight away, you've absolutely identified my fear.
1,000,000%, and even more so because you're off the telly.
Oh, God.
Do you know how Josh Widdicombe's kid goes to school? Yeah. Oh, what's he like? You work on reception. A bit odd, really. Seems a nice bloke, but every time he goes into the toilets, I think he's either got a coke problem or he's a paedophile. Or both. So this is your technique, right? So what you do is you need the wee, you can't change that. So you come out the toilet in front of the receptionist, you go and rub your nose. So automatically you're like, right, knew it, cokehead, classic TV, right? Rub your nose. And then you come out and then you say things like, God, I tell you who's beautiful these days, Helen Mirren. Isn't Judi Dench beautiful? And just all of the older famous women.
Yeah.
I think Miriam Margolyes has got something about her as well.
Yeah,
actually.
Dame Maggie Smith.
Exactly.
What an arse.
No, that's too much. Pretending to have a coke habit and then complimenting older women, I think getting a bit, that's a little bit laddie, a bit FHM.
I'd love to have sex with Zoe Wanamaker.
No, don't say he loves to have sex with. No one's ever had sex that said that. Okay. I'd love to have sex with. With. So I think that's your options, Josh, on pick-up. Okay. So see how you get on with that.
All right, I'll see how that works. I'll let you know.
Also, this keeps happening. You know, sometimes when my daughter's a bit busy with school and stuff, she gets like a bit restless in the night and you can hear her like making noise. And then she'll go, that hurts. So, you know, something's hurting on her, but she's not hurting her in the day, but she's a bit uncomfortable and stuff like that. And I just have to lay with her. And it's so knackering, Josh. And then me and Lou do shifts, but she's sort of half asleep, half awake. I don't know what's going on.
How long for?
Sometimes it could be a little while, and in the end, we've given her a bath to sort of just snap her out of it, just to sort of get her back in the room and then resettle rather than because she's sort of half thinking, oh, that you're like, my foot's itchy or aching and kicking around and all that. And you lay in there and he sort of, and then just it goes on for ages. And then I did it the other night, and then she'd gone back to sleep, but I stayed there for an extra like 20 minutes, just like looking at my phone, like one ear pod in, like an Uber driver like you, right?
Yeah.
So like while she's asleep, and then I've creeped up, it's like 2 a.m. by now, and just getting to the door, and she went, "Daddy." And part of me just wanted to be like, because you want to be kind and cut and just want to go, she says, there's nothing wrong with you, just go back to fucking sleep, but like that.
Oh, God.
I was getting ready to sort of slightly, not be me, but a little bit, just go, look, you've got to go to sleep, you know, that I've given you cowpole, I've laid with you, you've got like, I gave her like a cold compress thing to put on her, and there was nothing wrong with her leg, you know. And then she went, "Daddy," and I was like getting ready to sort of tell her, not tell her off, but be a bit harsher. And she just went, "Thank you." And rolled over and went to, I've never felt more guilty in my life. I was like,
"Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Daddy." God. Like that.
Oh.
It's brutal. But yeah, that was last night. So we're a bit tired today. What else have we been going on? Christmas trees up. Christmas, everything's up Christmas-wise. Tree up. We would do it 1st of November if we could, but we've been a bit busy. So we've done it third
You've
week.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's lovely. Why not?
Christmas trees up?
Yeah.
It's November the 20th on the day
great.
Of recording.
You love Christmas. Why deprive yourself of a couple of weeks of it being cosy and lovely in your house?
Don't worry. I listen to the Christmas music on the way to school when I
nice.
With my daughter. Don't That's worry. What we do.
Oh, I can relax now.
Yeah, yeah. We're excited. Well, the Christmas trees aren't even on sale in our neck of the woods.
We have fake trees.
Of course you do.
We spoke about this.
That's why. Stiff neck, loose neck. Christmas tree divide.
Yeah, but I just think, like, if you had a real one, you can't put it up now, it'll die. But
no, we
just
did that one year. It was a fucking disaster.
Get one for December, one for November.
Oh, my God, yeah. Maybe we need to do that, yeah. And are you excited about Christmas?
I am, actually.
What do you want for Christmas, Rob?
What do I want for Christmas? Nothing really. We're not buying. I think it's too much pressure on families Christmas, and it's too expensive. So not only is it a lot of money, it's socially draining because you've got to see everyone, and also like guilt draining where, oh, they get me something. Oh, bloody hell, they're coming round and they always get us something. We've got to get them something. Oh, bloody hell, but they've got a load of money and they'll get me something nice and I don't want to get them something shit, but that'll cost me too much and all that. So we in our family, we don't buy the adults presents anymore.
That's nice.
We just get it for the kid because I've got so many brothers and sisters and sister-in-laws and all, you know, because I've got four brothers that near enough all got partners and all got kids. It's insane. We don't buy any adults any presents. We get the kids' presents, the grandkids. Yeah. So they all get a present from each family. So I'll get my niece and nephew a present each and stuff like that. And then we sort of all get something for the grandparents because otherwise no one's, you know, because they're older and stuff like that. And then me and Lou will get each other something. But we might just go away in the new year and not get a present for each other.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, and because it's my birthday in January as well. So it's like, I'm not really a present guy.
Yeah, it's just, I just don't really want anything, Rob.
No?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Time. Just want some time back. That's all.
But do you know what I mean? Like, why am I waiting for someone to buy me a book that I can buy myself? I could buy some socks, Rob. It's a middle-aged thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think when you're like younger, so if you're like a kid or you're like early 20s and you're a bit skint or whatever, that stuff's like quite handy. But when you are like a grown-up and really, apart from it, unless someone goes, oh, I've just bought you a 2-week holiday for your entire family. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, that'd be quite handy. Yeah. But really, actual individual gifts and stuff like that, there's not really. And it's hard now because you can't buy anyone a DVD. It's really hard to get people a present. Hell.
The death of DVD and CD has fucking destroyed me. It's like, God, it used to be so easy. Just go to HMV and fucking smash it.
Yeah.
So easy to wrap as well.
You can get like 5 for £25 or something. You know, them cheap ones. Like, and go, oh, you like this? It's a classic. It's Back to the Future. There you go. Merry Christmas.
You want something physical as your gift. I don't want a month of Netflix.
And buying clothes for people is always a lottery, isn't it?
Oh, just write it off. Yeah. Just fucking write it off.
Here's £50. I was going to get you some trainers, but it's no point.
When someone hands over something and I know it's going to be clothes, I think, why have you done this to us?
Or a scarf.
Oh,
who wears scarf and apart from old people that are about to die?
Yeah, I do not need a fucking scarf, mate.
My neck's never been cold.
Well, speak for yourself. Obviously, I've got neck problems, Rob. I could do
with it. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely falling apart. Maybe I
do
neck.
Need a scarf.
I haven't got much of a neck, to be honest. I think that's what my beef is. So it's like I'm just shoulders and head. So there's nothing to wrap around. It's almost like a chin scarf. But yeah, no, I think try and have an honest discussion with family and go, should we just not buy adults' presents? Because if I had to buy adults' presents, right, so it'll be Lou, my mum and dad, my four brothers, and then their partners. That's 11 adults, just my mum and dad and brothers. So even if you spend 20 quid on each, that's like, what, 240 quid or 220 quid?
It's not even the money. It's the kind of when you spend it and you know that they don't want a fucking scented candle. Those presents for people that aren't like really close to you are just punts.
Or those boots, 3 for 2. Get a Lynx for him. Get a Dove set for her and get a bath bomb for a kid. There you go. Josh, I did something very middle class the other day.
Yeah, come over to the dark side, Rob.
Right. I like sourdough bread, right?
You fucking changed.
Exactly. I have. Don't get me wrong. I do like a bit of like a white bit of Hovis with a bacon sandwich in the morning. But if I'm having toast, it's sourdough for me. I've completely converted. Yeah. But I find it goes off a bit sometimes, doesn't it, the sourdough? You've got to keep top of it or freeze it. I've bought a bag that you put the sourdough in to leave on the side so it doesn't go off. Like a bread box, but a bag. Paint, you put it in a bag, it don't go off.
What are you doing? Staying up at midnight watching QVC?
Right. No, it was just in the shop. It was next to the sourdough. They know what they're doing. It was a Marks and Spencer's bag.
You've been absolutely fucking done, mate.
It's just a bag, isn't it?
No actual middle-class person would buy that for their sourdough.
So what do you do with your sourdough?
Well, you know it's meant to be stale.
So you just have it stale?
It's after day two, you're not meant to enjoy it, Rob. Okay. Yeah, you're just meant to desperately get to the end of it, cutting it like it's a piece of rock with a knife.
No, but I cut it all up straight off and stick it in the freezer, and then just it tastes just as good if you put it in the toaster from frozen.
Oh, well, here we go.
Do you not do that?
No.
You're just throwing away half a loaf of bread.
I'm never throwing it away,
you
Rob.
Just have it stale.
Fucking fighting my way to the end.
It's too hard when you buy it. Never mind stale.
It's too hard generally.
French sticks as well. Their shelf lights getting short. You buy a French stick, I pick it up warm in the shop, get home 5 p.m. that day, you might as well use it as a javelin. Rock hard.
I think a French stick that's too thin. I'm going to say it. I think French sticks are shit. There you go. I've said it. I don't think they're any good. They're too much crust, not enough middle bit.
No, I don't. I don't eat the middle bit. I take it all out.
What? So you're pure crust?
So if I have a bit of French stick, I'll scoop out the bread and throw the dough in the bin.
What?
And just eat the crusty bit
with stuff on it.
Yep, or a bit of butter or whatever. Yeah.
Why don't you like, that's the best bit.
I don't like doughy
send
bread.
Send it my way.
I don't like
Pop
it.
Pop it in a jiffy bag and send it to me, mate.
It's horrible. It's all doughy and horrible.
We should go and buy French sticks together. I'll enjoy the middle. You can enjoy the outside. It's meant to be.
That lady in the tramp. I'll roll it over to you with my nose.
Yeah.
All balled up.
Exactly.
No, not for me. Also, Josh, I'm thinking of buying a van.
Don't.
Why?
Because it's too on brand.
It's too... No, but I just think I've always got to take stuff down the dump. The kids are all messy. And then the dogs can get
stuff
in the
van. To the dump.
No, but there's always something coming or going, or boxes got to go somewhere, or got to get this. We got to get the bikes in to go to the park. The dogs in. I just think a nice one. You can get ones that are nice.
Have you bought a barber yet? You are such a country squire. Have you bought a barber jacket yet?
No, I haven't got a barber jacket. I've got
I give it 6 months. I won't be surprised if Lou buys you one for Christmas.
I've got hiking boots, which I never thought I'd own.
Yeah.
For my walks in the
countryside.
Have
you got
wellies? No, not wellies. I can't go that far. Also, wellies they're so uncomfortable, wellies. Just wear a pair of boots. How deep are you going?
Have you used any baler twine yet?
Who? What's that?
Well, there's still a long way to go.
What's baler twine?
It's the string that they use for hay bales that in the country is used for all kinds of tying up activities.
Oh, that sounded like you're a Wanamaker. But no, I've got a long, Lou bought me a long rains jacket, which is a proper waterproof jacket for dog walks, which just goes over the top of stuff. So yeah, I quite enjoy wearing I've really got into waterproof stuff from Gore-Tex.
Oh my God.
I did, because before I used to just have wet feet.
You're in your 30s, Rob.
I know. That's, but I like being dry. What can I say?
I feel like you're actually an older person than me since you've moved to the country. You're buying a van to go to the tip and take the dogs.
I know, but I just like to have something where you can get... I feel like when you've got a van, anything's possible. Like when you're driving along and you see stuff on the side of the street, you go, that's cool, isn't it? Like, I can stick it in the van.
What the fuck are you going to... You're cruising around the local village looking for a mattress.
Well, some people leave pallets
out. You're running, Rob. You don't need to be cruising around with a van picking up shit from people's pavements.
I just like the idea of having a van that the kids... Throw all the kids in. And if you get one with, like, the
throw
two...
Throw all the kids!
Well, like, if you have one with the front seats and the back seats, you can get, like, six, like a six-seater almost with a bit of the back. And you can get them done nice. My mate Sam, the AV man,'s got a nice one. But it looks like a nice... It's all, like, leather seats and comfy and it's got a nice thing. Gosh. It ain't like a dirty old van. Gosh. It's a nice van, but it's just a big boot, essentially.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to get a van.
You're getting a van.
I'm going to buy a van. I want to buy a van. Oh, imagine going to Centre Parks with the van.
Yeah. Double nightmare.
I could start doing boot sales again. I like boot sales.
Oh, my God.
We need to do a small business shout-out, don't we?
Yes. I should also shout out that Ivo Graham, of his parish, as they say, he's doing a charity gig. The money's going to great cause, and it's an incredible lineup.
It's at the Indigo O2, isn't it, for the MS charity?
For the MS Society.
It's Tuesday, the 28th of November.
Some Nerve, it's called. Some Nerve, the 28th. Maisie Adams on, Rosie Jones, Joe Wilkinson, Dan Brady, Michael Odewale.
Finn Taylor's on as well.
Finn Taylor, Sakisa. It's going to be great. Go along to that. 28th of November at the Indigo 2. That is for charity.
Great lineup.
The reason Ivo does that is his mum has MS. And he ran a marathon, didn't he, with her? Or the half marathon while pushing her along recently.
Yeah, he pushed her in the wheelchair as he ran a marathon, the mad bastard.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Someone wants to be the favourite son. Okay.
Right, here we go. Hello, Rob and Josh. Long time listener, first time emailer. I have just opened a bookshop with an event space in Shoreham by Sea.
Oh, the old rope walk. Played the rope walk. Have you done the rope walk, Rob?
Yes, I have. Not Shoreham in Kent, by the way, which I went there first by accident. We have a small children's section with a pay it forward scheme, allowing customers to donate to our underfunded school libraries. The shop is called Chapter 34 and can be found on Instagram at Chapter 34 Books, and the 34 is 3-4. Thanks from Kelly, 45, mum to a 28-year-old stepdaughter, 17-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl, and step-nana to Freddie, age 2. Good on you, Kelly. Get yourselves to Chapter 34 Books in Shoreham by Sea.
Hi. I scanned down, Rob. This was the first I looked at, and I thought, it's got to be this one.
Yeah.
I would love it if you could do a small business shout-out for my friend Ellie Evans. It's called Peaceful Pet Passing, and it's for all pet owners who know our furry friends can have a limited time with us. Ellie is a fully qualified vet, and she and another vet friend realised there was a need for a special at-home euthanasia service, allowing loved pets to have a peaceful goodbye in familiar surroundings and with family. They can tailor each case to needs, all pets stroke animals covering Berkshire, Wiltshire, Oxfordshire and Hampshire. www.peacefulpetpassing.co.uk. Thank you from Alicia. There we go, Rob.
Lovely stuff. Joshua, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you on Friday, Rob, this week.
Oh, yes, of course. See you on Friday.
See you on Friday for another bloody guest.
Bye.
Andy Bush here from Guesstimators, the brand new game show where guesswork beats Google. Join me, our resident quizmaster Statman Matt, and a celebrity guest as we dive into the brains of the great British public. Statman, what sort of questions have we been asking?
Well, Bush, here are some of my favourites. Who's the best Irish person? Which finger would you chop off if you had to? And how many human-sized corgis could Prince William beat in a fight?
To play along at home and listen to the podcast, just visit guesstimators.com. I think I'd chop off my left little finger, by the way.
Hi, my name's David.
Here we go.
Can't do it. So we're trying to do an advert for our for Chatterbix.
Hello, my name's Joe Wilkinson, and I do a podcast with David Allen. It hasn't got a thing.
Chatterbix is a podcast, magazine, and chat show, isn't it? We're on three times a week. We have loads of guests, special guests, surprise guests.
Natalie Cassidy's on regularly.
Yeah, loads of people.
Andy Goldstein.
Yeah.
Okay, can I read some of the highlights?
Yeah.
interviewing a Red Arrow pilot, chatting with Ricky Gervais, Harry Hill, James Acaster and Catherine Ryan, amongst others.
Visiting a haunted house, that was creepy.
Being taught how to act by Martin Freeman.
Backstage at the Blur concert at Wembley.
And I met my hero, Andrew Roachwood, and I'm not ashamed to say, I cried.
That's Chatterbix on all the regular
channels.
Cheers.
Chatterbix. Chatterbix.
Well done, Joe.
Thank you. That's our promo. Goodbye.
Yes!